President Obama has informed leaders at the G8 summit in Northern Ireland about a potentially important milestone in the Afghan war. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Taliban have agreed to open a negotiating office in Doha, Qatar, and talks with the U.S. could begin in a couple of days.
Administration officials say the Taliban's agreement to open talks comes after months of diplomatic spade work. It coincides with another milestone, Afghan forces taking the lead in military operations throughout their country, with U.S. and allied forces now playing a supporting role. U.S. officials say the talks with the Taliban are likely to be complex, long, and messy, but they say this could be an important first step towards a negotiated end to the 12-year-old war. The Taliban has agreed to renounce international attacks launched from Afghan soil. The U.S. says any final deal with the Taliban should also sever ties with Al-Qaeda and include protections for Afghanistan's women and minorities. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Traveling with the president.
The leaders of the G8 summit are united in working to end the Syria crisis, but they're still divided on how to do it. As the gathering released its communique on Syria, British Prime Minister David Cameron said President Bashar al-Assad could not be part of a post-civil war Syria.
As for the transition, look, I think it is unthinkable that President Assad can play any part in the future government of his country. He has blood on his hands. He's used chemical weapons.
But Russia opposes any measures that would force Assad out.